It's right on 10 a.m. We've got two leave of absences slash apologies, one being Councillor Kevin Morris, the other being Councillor Bob Callow. We have a mover and second for that. Councillor Sinclair, Councillor White, and I heard Councillor McGlynn first, but so the hands were second. Yep, all those in favour? Aye, so moved. Attendance of councillors by audiovisual link, it's on the page as stated. Webcasting of council meetings is on the page as stated. Statement of ethical obligations is on the page as stated, we're all aware of that. Due acknowledgement to country. I'd like to acknowledge the Wiradjuri people who are the traditional custodians of the land. I would also like to pay respect to their people, both past and present, and extend that respect to other Aboriginal Australians who are present. No presentations are scheduled for this meeting. I don't believe there's any declaration or pecuniary interests are there. Speak now? No. Declaration of non-pecuniary interests, any of those? No. Confirmation of minutes, so it's recommended that the minutes of the meeting held 27th of April 2023 have been circulated to members. Be confirmed as true and accurate record about the mover. Yep, Councillor Piper, seconded Councillor McGlynn. Any business arising from those minutes?
You've already answered my first question, how do we go with the food lot?
Yep. Anything else? Not by the looks of that. Okay, all those in favour? Right. Correspondence. At the time of preparation of the business paper, no relevant correspondence had been received for inclusion. Don't believe there's any matters of urgency. No. Notices of rescission motions. None appearing in the business paper. I don't have a chairperson's minute. And public participation. I don't believe everybody will list it for that either. So. This is a bit of an anomaly in the book. It's saying that, but we actually never entered it, so we move on.
Yeah.
Is that just a slight mistake?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, no confidential today.
No confidential, okay. Council cash and investments is the first item. The council officer recommendation is that the report detailing council cash and investments as at the 31st of May 2023 be received and noted. Do I have a mover?
I have a question first. Where did the money go?
Move Councillor Sinclair, seconded Councillor McAllister, sorry. Go ahead, Councillor Piper.
Well, on the report, the Council Cash Investment Portfolio decreased from a figure to a figure. Where or why did we have that $3 million drop?
I was just going to mention through the chair, it's to do with expenditure, like, so we've spent funds over that time and both operating and capital. So you'll see in a moment the capital report just showing the extensive works that have been done.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. All those in favour?
Aye.
Page 24, progress report, capital works expenditure. Council officer recommendation is that the Capital Works Progress Report, as at the 31st of May 2023, be received and noted. I have a mover and seconder for that. Move Councillor White, seconded Councillor McGlynn. Any questions regarding the Capital Works expenditure or anything General Manager would like to say? Page 26 provides a bit of an update, but we've all probably read it and we may not need to go through that.
Yeah, so through the chair, you might note there, page 26, is just an update on the major projects. So that was an outcome from ARIC there we mentioned last time, just to provide an update each time on how those big ones are progressing. I guess if you go back to page 25, it's rather pleasing to see that with actuals and commitments, the very bottom right-hand corner, we're tracking around 92%. So if you have a look at there, the revised budget's roughly 25 million. Wasn't that many years ago, it was around 6. And Councillor Piper, we had about $55 million in the bank then. We've had a couple of big years of renewals, as you can see here. So I guess most notable is the Mandamar scheme being completed. A lot of work being done at Aura and Jugeong, and the same too with the Rosehill pipeline. And, you know, projects like that, as well as the Nowry, I think a number of those have been in the pipeline for over a decade. So it's pleasing to see that we're getting through all those projects.
Mm-hmm. Councillor Sinclair?
Yeah, just on page 26 at Wombat Reservoir, it says, yeah, that's been cancelled, the contract's been cancelled, but the intention is to contract again in a few years, is it?
Yeah, so through the chair, this is a project that's been noted that needs to be done, but it's not essential. And the prices, you might recall, they were significantly higher than what we anticipated.
That's not going to change, is it, by leaving it for a few years? Or it's probably going to go up, isn't it?
No.
Well, we'd like to think that they will come down, but I'll pass it over to the Manager of Engineering, Sammy, to speak.
Yeah, through the chair. It's possible that it may. What we know at the moment is that there are a lot of those sorts of works out there, and that resources are tight. Having spoken to some of the contractors after their submission, they did sort of say, and because we released it to at the same time as we released our job, in case there might be some savings in having multiple reservoirs that the contractors were working on, the feedback we got back was, well, that they prioritised the our job, and didn't prioritise that Wombat job. So they sort of put in some extra money and things there because where they were really aiming to save some money was or to engage with this was that hour job. With the Wombat, they just sort of that would be a nice one to win sort of thing. So possibly in a few years' time the market might shift, and that might be a more favourable time to engage with them. And then in the meantime, we're just doing some other works to help keep the costs down and reduce some of the risk they would have priced in. So we're going to go and do some of the earthworks and things ourselves. It's a very steep site, so we'll flatten it off and give them a good working area. It's much nicer for, I guess, reservoir contractors who are more into the actual reservoir building rather than the earthwork side of things. They might find that a lot more attractive.
Yep.
You were away, Graham, last meeting. We discussed that.
Made
that decision
because
it's in the
16-2
of the last meeting.
Yep. Hopefully they can sharpen their pencils a little bit going forward. Okay. Any other questions? No. All those in favour?
Aye.
So moved. Audit Risk and Improvement Committee, which was held recently. Council officer recommendation that the board receives the notes and minutes of the Audit Risk and Improvement Committee meeting held on the 25th of May 2023. I'd just probably like to thank Peter McLean, is the chap who chaired the meeting, comes down from Camden, I believe. Long way to drive. And quite an intelligent person to have in there and some widespread experience in local government. So good that we brought him on board, and we have had him on board for quite a while. Can I get a mover and seconder that we move that report? Yep, Councillor White, seconded Councillor Sinclair. Any questions out of Eric?
Item 7, the General Manager report, is an exposed pipe.
Yep, we had some photos about that.
Through the chair, it was raised as a rather high risk with regards to this pipe being exposed through the creek. I might hand it over to Sammy because it's rather good news. We've done something temporary.
Yeah, so we had our staff out there last week, our staff and some contractors in. What we've done is we've put some really large sort of I-beams in around the collars of the pipe just to really protect it from any sort of further washout, and we've rock armoured it to stop that further erosion from happening. So we're really confident with the current temporary measure, and going forward we'll just be looking at what do we do for a permanent fix, which we're working with the fisheries at the moment to get approvals for working in the creek, whether we can maintain the current pipeline or whether we need to go deeper or possibly over the top. So
I hope we're not in a hurry to get it done if you're working with fisheries.
Well, that's why we're very happy with our temporary measures. We're very confident that they'll stay fixed and protect our pipeline for quite a while.
So through the chair, I'll mention that what we'll do is after the meeting we'll pull up a couple of photos, because the staff have done a great job to rectify it short term, but something needs to be done over the next 12 months, I guess. The pipe was installed, Tony, what was it, roughly 15, 20 years ago?
Yeah, 15 years ago.
And it was 2 metres below the creek bed, and now it's holding back water. So it's eroded that period of time. We put it down again, who's to say that in another 20 years' time it's not exposed again. So we'll bring up a couple of photos, and after the meeting and discuss a more condition.
Okay. All those in favour of the ARIC meeting minutes being passed?
Yep.
Councillor Piper? Everyone else?
Aye.
Yep. Unanimous. Okay. Moving on to page 31. Councillors and chairpersons fees for 2023-2024. Council officer recommendation that one councillors and chairpersons fees be increased by 3% for the 2023-2024 financial year as per the local government remuneration tribunal determination dated April 2023, and two, the annual remuneration for 2023-2024 is councillor $10,599.50 and chairperson $17,409.91. I need to get a mover and seconder for this, and then happy to open up to the floor and be putting your hands.
I'll move it.
Yep, move Councillor McGlynn, sorry, and seconded Councillor McAllister. Any discussion? Feel free.
All right, I prefer to stay as it is, but I know I won't get any. I think we've, for the number of hours we work, we're getting well and truly compensated for. So, yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, I think we keep up with inflation, otherwise it drifts too far behind. If you, I'm happy to go to 3%.
Yeah. Okay, we've got two slightly different point of views and a mover and seconder on the table for this, so we'd have to vote on this and have that fail. So the councillor Sinclair to then foreshadow a motion, is that correct? Yep. Do you want to foreshadow a motion?
No.
No. Okay. All those in favour then, if there are any more questions?
Yep.
Do you want to be noted as against?
Yep.
Okay. Councillor Sinclair, just be noted as against.
Yep.
Moving on, debt recovery. Report prepared by the Corporate Services Manager. Council officer recommendation that the board receives and notes the update on debt recovery. Can I get a mover and seconder for that? Moved Councillor Sinclair, seconded Councillor Piper. And you do have some money that's outstanding here at the moment, but it is being traced through various means.
That's sort of written here as a
question. Councillor Piper.
Yeah. How much have we actually collected in the outstanding money? Let's put a time period over a 12-month or a 6-month period.
Through the chair, I'll pass that over to the manager of corporate.
Yeah, I'll have to come back to you on that, through the chair. It changes from day to day. We are working very hard to reduce the amount, but yeah, I can come back to you with
a
report.
So yeah. We have our own debt collectors?
Yeah, we have an external firm who does the majority of our collecting. The staff here actually send out initial notices and reminder notices, and when it gets to a certain stage, it's then passed on to the debt collectors who then take over.
What we do, let's say for instance, I'm a bad debtor, and you've sent me a notice and I've ignored it, and you hand it to our outside people and they come and I ignore it. What's the final thing that could happen to me? We cut out or cut the water off?
No, we can't cut the water off. We can restrict the flow though. We have a number of restrictions in place at the moment.
So through the chair, I might just point out, when you look through those notices issued, so the final notice is 2048. So a lot of people get that when they haven't paid on time. Then you can see it starts to reduce a debt recovery pending restriction notice. Then you get those that have received a restriction warning card. Then you get physical restrictions in that period. We've had 21 that have had the restrictors put in there. So it gives them enough flow. But yeah, you wouldn't want to be having a shower at that time. So it's not enough to have a decent water flow. Then you have a look down there, how many paid prior to the restrictors going in. So once they get the notice, it was 45. And then you get down, right down to the bottom, 30 have been referred to debt recovery agents. So we've done everything we can ourselves. And that's when that agency gets involved. And there are costs and they go straight onto their bill.
There's something about the bulk council, so that's councils that we're here representing, isn't it? Or is it councils like as Kudra Money or whatever?
Yeah, so through the chair, that's both Kudra Gundagai and Hilltops.
And
Riverina Water, sorry, too. There's a number of customers that they have.
Like Kudra Gundagai, how long would that be overdue? Yeah, none of them are overdue by more than 30 days.
No, right. Just current.
They're more current, but yeah.
Oh, right.
Do they ever get to a point where they are overdue more than 30 days? Normally, good players.
No, yeah.
That's good. It was disappointing. Disappointing to see bulk councils were overdue, it's only a late payment.
Yeah, that's right. Some of the current round at that stage.
So how much? How many customers do you get nothing from? You have to sort of write it off.
Well, there you go. 30.
Yeah, absolutely. You even into the Never Never, you'll get nothing.
Yeah, true.
That's a lot, isn't it?
There are a couple of properties.
Recovery, but they might get it.
We're working with the constituent councils in relation to the potential for a sale for our senior rates.
Oh, good.
I think there are two properties in that category that we have.
So, like general purpose councils, that debt go against the property, so that it's sold at any
claim. When the property's sold, the council manages the proceeds. If there's any left, the owner gets a refund. If the sale of the property is less than the debt, then the council writes off the debt.
So that's separate to the sale of the property for 5 years of unpaid rates. This is actually unpaid water.
You can go. That's the same thing. It's the same thing.
Very good. Okay. Right. Any other questions regarding the debt recovery? Not by looks of that. And we had a move and second those, and the third and five, probably. All those in favour?
Aye.
Okay, the Narrowing Road pipeline construction update. Council officer recommendation has been received and noted. Move Councillor McLean, seconded Councillor White. Yep. Any questions around that? Looks like we get some bad weather, some breakdowns, and some landowners again. Three. Things that might hold up the Narrowing. Where are we at though? Construction recommenced in November at the 18 kilometre mark. What's the entire pipeline? Around 40 kilometres of renewal, wasn't it?
40 kilometres of renewal. And yesterday we spent all day cutting the new section, the first 18 kilometres. We cut out the new section yesterday and transferred 24 consumers over.
So you're sort of nearly at the halfway point, but we've had some wet weather now. And
yeah, just some wet weather.
A bit more.
Yeah. And where we're situated in the paddocks down there, the landowners would be pretty good.
Yeah.
Just where we're situated. Like this, the ground surface would be about 8 inches, 10 inches, it's just muddy and boggy, underneath that it's bulldust.
Yeah.
The problem is you've got to get in there to start digging. And the more we keep using the area we're working in, it just makes it worse.
And what sort of soil types is it, clay sort of out there?
Yeah, we just went through the last. Said the last 10 k's has just been rock and mud.
The beauty is too that when we get this pipeline done, we've got a number of new customers that would like to sign up, and then we also have stage 4 of Mandamar that needs to be turned on then. That's close to Area Park though, isn't it?
Yeah. 3 k's, that'll be a couple, 4 k's. Stage 4 Mandamar is finished, just going to turn the valve, and that's it.
So all going well this time next year, we should be there.
Oh, yeah. As you said, it was a dry year.
Okay. If there's no other questions, thanks for Tony. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Got the pictures there of Tony's taken and someone's taken.
Is you, Pat?
Hey,
what are you doing there?
Yeah.
On to page 37, water mains flushing. Council officer recommendation report we received and noted. Councillor White would be happy because it looks like they've been doing plenty in Coolman at the moment. Page. And then a couple of other pages here, up Gann Main as well. And then some of the journey. So Coolman's received 22.8 kilometres. Can I get a mover and seconder for that?
Yeah.
Yep, Councillor White. Seconded Councillor McLean.
Just a question on that. How are we going with purchasing the machine to do that? We're still using contract.
He just left the room on purpose. No, I won't say on purpose. I'll retract that. Let's wait till he comes back. Or we'll leave it to
there
him.
There he is.
Where's that truck?
I knew that was coming. That's why I left. Through you, Mr. Chair. So I've been trying to negotiate with the no-desk guys, or Detection Services, who are the primary contractor. They still haven't completed their new truck
for commissioning. So I've been waiting for that because we were going to go and have a look and see what logs and that we wanted to make. We have in principle approval from them that they will sell us the IP for a new unit.
Have you got that in principle in writing?
I'm trying to force that out in writing. And apparently they're working on a draft. I think the issues or concerns that they have is around us doing work for others.
Contract.
Because they have the truck. They're the sole truck in the whole of Australia.
Yeah.
And obviously they don't want to see us take business away from them, which we would obviously commit not to. We would obviously just say, which I put to them, that we'll only look to support and maintain our own constituent councils, which by technicality covers 10 council areas. It's quite a large area anyway.
Yeah.
So hopefully I can get that out. They're in the Marandra next week, I believe, and I plan on trying to drive over there and face to face have more of a push conversation. So.
Yeah. Okay.
Because thank I imagine they've got more work in front of them than they could handle, so it's not like we're going to take away work as such.
Correct. The current new model truck that they're building is for New Zealand. So they've been doing both Australia and New Zealand, so they literally ship or freight their truck over there.
Okay,
so they are flat out up and down everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, we'll move and second up. Any more questions? Not by the looks of that. We'll wait for that truck to arrive with the keys and ready to go.
How long did you hold your breath?
The water production report, which appears at the meeting. The council officer recommendation that the water production report be received and noted. We'll move and second up for that. Move Councillor McGlynn, second Councillor White. I'll let the relevant staff member speak about that. Looks like Ju Young's up a little bit though. Another one's up a long way, that was Ju reversed, wasn't it? So it can be a little bit deceiving, some of these figures, if you look at the graphs and don't read the company data. Yeah. Any questions? Jeff, want to go through that or not?
Through you, Mr. Chair, it's up a little bit, but it's not up enough as much as I'd like it. Obviously, Mount Arthur, you'll see the big increase there of around 45 megs compared to where we should be. That was two major bursts, obviously extended periods because of flood issues trying to access the forest and things like that at the time, which we previously reported. Apart from that, it's pretty much on average, I suppose.
Yep. As good as can be expected with the way it is.
Yeah.
Any further questions on those? Not by the looks of that, all in favour?
Aye.
Or, right. Halfway through, did you have a question?
No, aye.
Okay, all good. Thank you, we'll move on. Update on Rosehill to Harden pipeline easement. Council officer recommendation is 1, note the updated information within the report, and 2, authorise the general manager or his delegate to endorse the easement acquisitions and instructs to finalise and lodge the plans and documentation with New South Wales Land Registry Services. And I'll let the General Manager speak to that box. Move and second up. Move Councillor Piper, second Councillor Sinclair. How are we going with that?
We'll just hand it over to Sammy and Sammy can provide a brief update on how we're progressing.
Look, it's progressing really well. I guess it's going sort of as according to plan. So the surveys have been out now, and they're doing a registered survey. So they've got to check all the property boundaries, the pipeline, finalise the easement documentations, and then they lodge it so that we can officially acquire that easement. There's only one landholder that we've got outstanding. So we had agreement with the original landholder. Gone through and constructed the pipeline in that time frame since construction's been completed. There's been a sale go through, and the new landholder is just working with their solicitor to work out, I guess, an easement agreement there. We're having difficulty hearing back from them, so we're sort of taking some steps with our solicitor to contact them and get to that to progress. From what I understand, it's one of those things, you know, around the sale of the land, the previous owner should have declared interest in the land. So it's probably just chasing up more that side of things from what I understand. However, it doesn't prevent us from accessing the land or maintaining it reaching our pipeline or any of that. We've got powers under the Act, and the landlords are very, very friendly. So yeah, there's no concerns with that. We're just trying to progress that so we can get the final sign off and close that all out.
So the deal was basically done with the previous owner, not communicated with the current owner. We're fine from a statutory standpoint, no problems at all.
Correct.
No further payments need to be made by anyone there in that regard, anything.
Just legal fees.
Legal fees, and when we actually acquire the easement, that's when they get their compensation for the easement.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right.
Just a question for an absolute newcomer to the board. If we go through your property and we negotiate, you're happy, we're coming. Does the council give that property owner any, what a better word, free water?
No. No, through the chair, no.
Oh, okay.
How do you work out the value of the agent?
Oh, and
I'll pass it over to Sammy again.
For our smaller pipelines, we typically work on $1,000 per kilometre. And then...
just one off payment.
Yeah, just a one off payment. And it's just purchasing... so the easement gives us just a few extra rights in terms of, you know, they're not allowed to construct over the top of our easement. So under the legislation that currently protects our water infrastructure, it's, you know, if they have things on top of the easement and we go and damage it to get to our pipe, we have to then pay back all those damages. Whereas this sort of just protects our pipeline from staying clear and accessible. They can still farm over the top and things like that. So for most of the farming areas, it doesn't really impact them too much. So yeah, it's just a purchase of that easement, that sort of right to access the land that protects our infrastructure.
So they can farm, they can't build a shed and things like that.
Correct.
And they get roughly $1,000 per kilometre.
Yes, and then for our larger pipelines or in some of the areas that have like a lot higher production yield, so Rose Hill sort of area is high productivity. So we went and got engaged to Valuer to do an actual report, and they check out, you know, typical land values, typical production values and things like that, and come back with a suggested amount. The just turned left.
Okay. Any further questions? Sorry, Mr. Councillor.
No, just your thanks.
Thanks very much. Yep. Okay. Do we have a mover and seconder for that one? Yep. We do. So all those in favour?
Aye.
Okay, we're on to, I think this is the last item, isn't it?
Yes.
Yep. The adoption of the 2023-2024 operational plan. Council officer recommendation that one, council adopts the 2023-2024 operational plan as exhibited on public display with the amendment of the overdue fees and charges to 9% as detailed in the report, and two, the fees and charges be made for the 2023-2024 year as detailed in the adopted 2023-2024 operational plan fees and charges schedule. Am I going to move and second it for that?
I'll move it.
Councillor Alistair, second with Councillor McLean. Any questions there? It's quite lengthy.
Well, through the chair, I just mentioned, we'll have Councillor having a look, that we didn't actually have the interest rates from OLG out, so hence the reason of that it added into the resolution. Just noting that it's going from 6% to 9% for any overdue fees and charges. Also through the chair, if you flip over to page 70, or particularly 71, right down the bottom line, there's a query asked about our cash and investments. This just gives you a 10-year projection on how we're currently based on the capital and operating. So very last bottom line, at the end of this year, we're expecting somewhere around that $35 million. And then you can see 23, 24 with a massive capital works program of around $23 million. That's going to take a fair chunk out of our investments, but then you can see it sort of stabilises in that 20 to 15 million range.
Yep.
And if you go up to page 70, just looking at our net operating results, I know we spoke last time about surpluses. You're looking at a tiny surplus there, second bottom line on page 70 for the upcoming budget.
So that's 111,000, isn't it?
Yep.
It's still a surplus.
And that's premised on, I think we're around 7,500 megalitres sales. But as you know, it was only a couple of years ago we were selling around the 9. And the past 2 years, nearly 3 have been the lowest on record. So just a conservative figure there. But if you sell an extra 1,000 megalitres, there's a couple of million extra in there.
Yeah.
Subject to the weather.
So you've been conservative, I think you discussed in how you factored this in for the preceding years. Let's hope it
buys some. They're very conservative figures, considering we could be heading into a drought. And we've built all this extra infrastructure to hopefully sell more water on top of what we were selling before.
That's right. Just give councillors a bit longer to flick through. Anything jumps out of them. Everybody's probably had a chance to have a good look at it anyway.
Just a
Councillor's
question. Fees and charges. Is there a charge or a particular charge when the main pipeline's got to be extended? There's a person in Area Park who's put some water on, and the mains got to be extended by 60 metres, 80 metres, something like that. And you know, I think the issue is around the cost of that. Is that a particular charge?
Yeah, so our policy position has been basically user pays, and the same too with developers, the augmentation, so extending the network. We have that across all of our 7 councils in terms of the developer pays. That's been the approach thus far. And there are, I guess we've got a whole policy on that. And I realise that there are some people that go, well, it's not viable then to develop due to the costs. We actually do have a meeting with one of the councils in the next week or two regarding a matter along those lines. Any other questions? I might just draw your attention to the page 76, just the brief breakdown of capital. I guess it's pleasing, given that we're a water authority, and the majority, so page 76 is renewals. We have two headings there, halfway down new assets and then renewal assets. So I do know that the GP councils do quite often have a lot of new assets, and that just causes grief, but the majority of ours is renewal. And then you've got the breakdown in more detail on page 77.
And the land and buildings refers to the upgrade of the workshop, which is currently on hold, is it, at 1.5?
Just have a look. Yes, so page 77, so we have budgeted in there over 2 consecutive years, are about the new store shed here adjoining the office over 2 financial years. So as you're aware, we've spent quite a bit of money getting the designs done and going through all the planning approvals. Sammy, where are we at with that, with the shed, the approvals? We've got approval from council.
Yeah, we've got approval from council to modify the DA for a staged approach, that we'll construct the shed first and the office secondary. So we're just going through with designs at the moment, and then come next financial year, we can kick off with construction.
Okay.
So our planned and renewable.
Just what page, Councillor Piper?
77.
77, still? Yeah.
In renewables, the first one, our planned and equipment.
Yeah.
For this 23-24, and then for 24-25, 25-26, we're actually going down.
Yeah, so through the chair, and I might hand it over to the manager of ops or finances, that we also have an income line too. So this is the expenditure, but then when you sell the plant, it's on the other side. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. And also, it's worse than a cycle, say every 3 years, you'll sort of, you've updated your plant, and then the next 3 years, you'll see your plant budget coming down, down, and down, and then more renewals come up, and also current sold through the sale and auction also. Auction prices for the last 12, 18 months have been astronomical, they've been great. I don't think we've got a plan, but I just think it's sitting up here. They're slowly going down now, but we're at that stage now where we'll slowly go down, say another 12 months, and then 12 months after that, your plan will come up, then you'll have a high plan budget, and you'll go down again, which goes in a cycle. It's all planned. I think all the heavy earthmoving plans, it's 5-6 year replacement. Vehicles 18 months, 2 year replacement. Then you have the big and large trucks, 10 year replacement. So they're all in different sizes. And they'll fall due.
Thank you.
And by the look of that, we're all getting new furniture to sit on next year.
10 grand, then, by much.
Anything further, any councillors? Not by the looks of it. Can the mull over it a little bit longer, or have we all read enough? Enough? Okay. All those in favour?
Aye.
So moved. Okay, page 89. It's the next meeting. The next ordinary meeting of council is scheduled to be held on Thursday, 24th of August, 2023 at 10 a.m. And the meeting is closed at 10:46. Another pretty quick meeting.
Are we closed?
Yep, we're closed. So I just have